Hi, I'm Adam Siegel. I'm a faculty lecturer in the Master's in Communications program at Johns Hopkins University in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Welcome to this month's Great Ideas. Adam, you're an election expert. When we talk about elections and being an election expert, what exactly does that mean?
Well, it means different things to different people. At some level, it means having a command of political science. And at another level, it means having a command of news and information and technology that nowadays has a huge influence in the political cycle and elections.
No question about that. It seems like we get conflicting data all the time from different sources.
And that's exactly why I founded the Hispanic Voter Project at Johns Hopkins University and have been doing a lot of research on internet and mobile communications.
Of course, I'm going to ask you to expand a lot more on some of these things that you've just identified. One of them is the Hispanic Voter Project.
Right, exactly. All of my research into the Los Angeles mayoral race led me into an exciting project, and that was to examine the ways that candidates, parties, and interest groups communicate with Hispanic voters nationally. And it led me directly to the presidential campaigns, where I found that the news media had a lack of detailed information about how the candidates and the parties and the interest groups were communicating with Hispanic voters.
So is it your contention then that the Hispanic voting bloc, if you will, is worthy of cultivation in order to swing votes? That's one question. And the other one is, are Hispanics as a voting bloc merely an example of how a minority group can be tremendously influential?
Sure, all of the above. Let's start here. There is no doubt that the Hispanic vote is very influential nationally and especially in statewide politics in a number of states where the Hispanic population is highly concentrated. Yet, the Hispanic vote is largely a Democratic constituency. Hispanics are registered Democrats by about 2-1 over Republicans. It has been troubling for the Republicans, especially given the fact that President Bush was so successful among Hispanic voters. Sure, he didn't win 50% or more of the Hispanic vote. He didn't win a majority of the Hispanic vote, but he won enough and increased the Republican Party's share of the Hispanic vote enough to actually influence the outcome of the presidential election. And that's where the Hispanic vote can be really influential.
Okay. So basically, then, your contention is that the Hispanics are a standalone important factor with regard to outcomes of elections and that they're not necessarily an example of other minority groups that may also be influential.
Right. Yes, I would say that's essentially correct. The African-American vote generally will go for Democrats by enormous margins. Let's say 9 out of 10 African-American voters or more will go for the Democrats. And so even if you can swing 1 or 2% of the African-American vote, it's not likely to swing an entire election. Because Hispanic voters are concentrated in a number of key battleground states, it is possible that they have the ability to have an impact on statewide results in a presidential campaign. We will see the Democrats and the Republicans investing millions of dollars in reaching out to Hispanic voters. Ultimately, it's going to be another very exciting election cycle. Most Hispanics will likely support the Democrats, but really, ultimately, the question will be just how many will vote for Obama over McCain in those key battleground states, and can it make a difference for McCain?
So I guess two other questions that I have about the Hispanic population. One is that, of course, we know that it's growing nationally. So I suspect that you would say that their influence is going to increase in subsequent elections.
Right. And each of the last election cycles, every 4 years, we've seen the share of the national electorate that is represented by Hispanic or Latino community has grown. Not only is Hispanic turnout increasing, but Hispanic share of the electorate is increasing.
And do you have any information on how subsequent generations, that is beyond the first immigrant generation of Hispanics, vote or where their proclivities go as they're assimilated into this culture?
Right. I would say this. The accepted position on that really is generally that as Hispanic voters live in this country longer and more generations removed from that immigrant status, they become more and more like the general U.S. population. No matter how far removed from being an immigrant most Hispanics are, we still find that most Hispanics are registered or identify more strongly with the Democrats.
So You already intimated that you think this election season is going to be particularly exciting, and I would ask you to expand on that just a little bit.
Okay. Well, one of the most exciting things that has happened is that a record amount of money has been spent on Spanish language television advertising and outreach by the presidential candidates, particularly the Democrats, during the primaries this year. The Democrats have now committed to spending $20 million during the general election on Spanish language and Hispanic outreach efforts. What I think that that will do is it will push the Republicans to spend more and do more than has even been done in the last two presidential elections.
And let me just ask you to prognosticate just a little bit. What are your thoughts on the impact of all of that money?
I think that the most significant impact will be seen on the level of excitement and energy that we see among Hispanic voters. I think that we will see a historic turnout. One of the things that I find most exciting as a lecturer who teaches internet strategies is that the internet is providing a great opportunity for campaigns and political organizers and even celebrities to get their message out about politics to the Hispanic community. And I find it really exciting, thrilling, to go onto YouTube and see videos of support that are in Spanish by Hispanic celebrities. There are so many examples like that on the internet. It's not only coming from grassroots, but it's also coming from the leadership in Hispanic life, but also in national news media. And so all of this involvement really tells me that technology is playing a very significant role in empowering a community that previously had not been fully empowered.
But wouldn't you also say that that is a much more global message? That is, that technology is empowering lots of other folks, not just Hispanics.
Absolutely. Technology is playing a very significant role in national politics. Barack Obama and John McCain have raised more money through the internet than presidential candidates ever have in the past. They are reaching and mobilizing and energizing more voters nationally. And one of the things that I find really exciting is the applications of new technology, or technology that might be viewed as new in the United States, including mobile messaging. The presidential campaigns and the parties and lots of interest groups are starting to get involved with mobile messaging as more and more Americans send text messages or mobile messages from their standard cell phones or from these new generation of devices like the iPhone. We see an ability for the candidates and players in the political system to communicate directly with voters instantaneously and in a way that's much faster and often more effective than email. And why is that? Because virtually all Americans, especially voters, carry cell phones with them, and they are more likely to receive and send a text message than they are an email from their cell phones. And so in many ways, America is finally starting to catch up to countries in Latin America and Asia that have, for cycles, used text messaging as a method of communicating with voters. And the other thing that's exciting is that mobile messaging allows voters to opt in to campaign information and organizational information in a way that they never had been able to do before. And so, in other words, whether it's at a campaign rally where a candidate mentions a short code that people can send a text message to opt in to an email list, or if it's an advertisement that someone sees on television, in a newspaper, or a poster that they see around their neighborhood, there is a way for voters to connect with campaigns and candidates in an individual way, in a more proactive way than ever before. And I find that exciting, and it's great for our national politics.
I guess we don't really have a lot of information right now on how these messaging kinds of strategies are going to impact on the election, but what would your suspicion be?
We actually do have research and exciting information that is quite new, and that is information that has been gleaned, or data that have been gleaned from some tests of mobile messaging during political campaigns. When voters are sent a text message reminder to vote on the day of or the day before an election, they are about 4 or 5% more likely to turn out to vote. While it's impossible to see 4 or 5% increase in national turnout this cycle because our entire national electorate has not opted into a text message program, we can see that when presidential campaigns try to sign up millions of people, as one of the candidates has already started doing this cycle, there is a likelihood likelihood that a text message strategy to increase voter turnout can have a significant impact on the percentage of voters that turn out. This new technology is going to allow campaigns in the future to turn out voters in a more efficient manner than ever before.
So I'll be watching this upcoming election with bated breath, and I'm sure you will be as well.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you for joining me.